Broadcasting from within the borders of the greatest success story the world has ever known, the United States of America. It's time for an honest discussion from a fresh new conservative voice. The C.L. Bryant Show.
The C.L. Bryant Show is on the air. Stay tuned. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to your weekend. I'm C.L. Bryant, and this is the C.L. Bryant Show, and we have made it through yet another week. Broadcasting throughout the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. Glad that you could come along with me for this great American journey as we are live coming to you through the means of Red State Talk Radio, coast to coast, and also there in my hometown. Yes, it is your native son, C.L. Bryant, 90.7 FM, The Promise, and throughout the Fruited Plains, wherever your terrestrial radios may be picking up this signal. We are certainly glad that you are here with us. Coming up in this show, not only the founder and president of Red State in the next segment, Scott Adams, but I also have a very good friend of mine who is in China. He is going around the world in 80 days, around the world in 80 days, and he's visiting various countries throughout the world to ask the question, is there a better nation on the face of the earth than America? Hopefully to gather information that will be appropriate and effective in persuading, and it's awesome. It just blows my mind that we have to persuade young people with facts that America, their home, their birthright, is the greatest nation on earth. None other than Larry Taunton, the founder of Fixed Point Ministries, right out of Birmingham, Alabama. He and I have done events together, and he's going to be on with me from Hong Kong, China. And he's going to get up a little bit early there in Hong Kong to be on with me, but he has agreed to do it, and he'll be on the line with me at the bottom of the hour. And then coming up at the top of the hour will be a friend of the show, a regular on the show, Dr. David Grantham, PhD, national security expert and consultant, a contributor to townhall.com. And I'm going to want to talk to him today about the failed attempt at terror. Well, actually, they did do a lot of terrorizing there in London today. The fifth terrorist attack in London this year. The fifth one. Can you imagine? The fifth one. It seems as though there's time and there should be something done. Someone should have the resolve right now to lower the hammer on everybody. And speaking of lowering the hammer, you've heard me say it on this show numerous times, and I'm going to say it again. Mr. President, please slap down Kim Jong-un. Slap him down. There is no reason for this person to continue being the type of menace to society that he is. Slap him down. This month, my friends, is also suicide. I don't know if that was the right type of dovetail into that or not, but this is Suicide Awareness Month. It's not funny at all, but it's just strange that we should talk about, I should have mentioned, little Kim and slapping him down in conjunction with it being Suicide Awareness Month here in America, because so many people there in North Korea would have to commit suicide if, in fact, they said anything untoward in reference to little Kim Jong-un. And when we're talking about invading our nation, it looks as though Motel 6 is being brought to the carpet, is under attack for sending messages to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, when they have illegal aliens on or in their premises. Yeah, Motel 6 is under attack for turning in illegals. There's someone saying that the illegals' constitutional rights may be violated. Yes, it is a topsy-turvy world that we live in as we head toward the weekend, and I certainly hope that your world does not get any more topsy-turvy during this weekend, and you can keep it from being that way if you just keep one or two things in mind. One, don't embarrass your children. Two, don't make your wife angry at you. And I guess there's a three, don't embarrass your family. That encompasses it all. That encompasses all of that. Don't embarrass your family this weekend. Don't do anything stupid this weekend. Have a safe and pleasant weekend. And I often suggest and always do suggest that you attend the church of your choice. Yeah, attend the faith-based place of your choice. I'll go to a church where they're teaching Jesus. That's where I'm going to be. Word of God Ministries is where I'm going to be this Sunday, good Lord willing, and the creek does not rise. Doesn't appear to be that way. It doesn't appear it's going to happen that way where I live anyway. But yes, today, folks, we're going to have a jam-packed show for you. Jam-packed show for you. Coming up in the next segment is going to be the founder, president of Red State Talk Radio, the vehicle that brings me to you nationwide throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And his name is Scott Adams, a visionary. The world needs more of them. America needs visionaries and entrepreneurs. That's one of the reasons why I'm really glad that we have the president that we have. And I think he'll find his way out of this menagerie that he is in currently. Can't seem to make the establishment Republicans happy. And right now, it seems as though a lot of grassroots Republicans aren't very happy either. But I do believe that Wall Street has been happy and is being happy. It keeps rising. Wall Street keeps climbing. The money, your 401ks, they're happy. And it seems paradoxical almost, though, how there can be so much turmoil and the stock market keeps climbing. It seems as though it shouldn't be, but it is. And I think that we would reach an incredible rallying point. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that I'm right. If we would slap down little Kim Jong-un in North Korea, I think our allies, even though they won't say it, would be very happy if that became a reality. And I do believe also that we would be able to bring to a head the conversation in this country of truly making our nation great again. Last night on the campus of UC Berkeley, as I told you would be said, my friend Ben Shapiro made it very clear that he was being called a white supremacist very much out of school by pointing to the yarmulke that was on his head while he was speaking to the 2,000 that filled the auditorium where he spoke. Ben is a Jew, a practicing Jew, far from being a white supremacist, wouldn't you think? But the odd thing is that these supposed anti-Nazis and anti-fascists would be persecuting a Jew wanting to speak his mind on their campus in America. Doesn't that strike you as somewhat queer? I think so. And it's going to get even more curious as we go down this path together, having this conversation together, especially when we talk to people like Larry Taunton, who is coming up at the bottom of the hour, who has taken it upon himself, a mission all his own, to bring to the conversation of young people, to young people, that America is the greatest land on the face of the earth. Larry Taunton will be coming on at the bottom of the hour, and he is in Hong Kong, and his goal is to travel to 80 countries in 80 days around the world in 80 days, visiting countries that he will be able to show that there's none like the great U.S. of A. He wants to document this so that our young people can get an idea of just how fortunate, blessed they are to be here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And then Dr. David Grantham, national security expert, will come up at the top of the second hour. But coming up next will be the president and founder of Red State Talk Radio, Scott Adams. Got a lot to talk to him about here in the next hour. Glad that you could come along with me today. We're headed into the weekend. We're standing in the threshold of the weekend on a Friday. C.L. Bryant Show, broadcasting from the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known. And I don't care what anybody says, that's America. Don't you go away. We'll be back to continue on this great American journey when I return.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Bert Coons in Shreveport.
CL back with you on this Friday, emanating from the jeweled cities of the Ark, LaTeX, Shreveport, and Bossier City. It is I, your native son, here in Bayou Land is where I am physically, but coast to coast by means of Red State Talk Radio, and glad that you could come along with me for this great American journey. And on the line with me is one of our native sons. Truly, he is native son, Scott Adams, president and founder of Red State Talk Radio, and my friend. Thank you so much for being there, Scott. Welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great, C.L. How are you?
I am doing fantastically well. In fact, Scott, I am rolling, and I want you to tell us, we've had Scott on, folks, a couple of other times on the show. We had a few technical difficulties, but evidently we have ironed all of those out. You may not have had to hear or had heard his story before, but I want you to hear it loud and clear now. Scott, when you started this radio platform, what did you have in mind? What were your intentions? And there he dropped off.
Okay.
There he is.
Now I'm back. I'm back. That was all my fault, CL. I hit the wrong button on my phone. Sorry about that.
So what were your intentions when you kicked off Red State Talk Radio?
Oh, my intentions for Red State Talk Radio is to expand the voice of reason throughout the country. I mean, we have a lot going on in our nation's country right now, and I mean our country and our nation's history. What's happening, I think, is historical. What's going on in our country right now is we're living through a moment of history. We're fighting for our republic, and I think it's just really important to understand the crossroads that we're in right now, because when we take a look at the previous election, if Hillary Clinton were elected, we would have had a one-party system as we know it. But with Donald Trump, his main goal is to take power away from government and give it back to the people. And I think that message needs to be shouted out loud and clear. I think that the way we consume our news, the way we get our media, our information, it has dramatically changed, and we're going through another Renaissance period when it comes to that. I think that the mainstream media is a dying breed. I think that social media, online news, and digital radio, and radio in general, is the way of the future.
Scott, when we look at the mainstream, when we look at mainstream media, and when we look at people like CNN, MSNBC, it is obvious to me, I don't know if it's obvious to anyone else, but I know it's obvious to you, that there is a definite slant in the way certain people, conservatives, Republicans, Christians, are portrayed in media today. Do you think, is there a design in their, is there a method to their madness? Because it is madness in my point of view. What do you think?
Certainly isn't a business decision. I mean, you take a look at what's happening with ESPN right now, and Jamel, one of the announcers, it's even crossing over to MTV. MTV no longer is a music station, it's a political station. You take a look at ESPN and how much they're losing. The New York Times is laying off 20% of their employee base. Print media, mainstream media, the Tom Brokaws of the world, the Peter Jennings of the world are really a dying breed. People aren't waiting till 6 p.m. to get their news, number one. Number two, they certainly don't trust their news. So I think what's special about Red State Talk Radio and shows like yours and mine is that we have no filters between us and the truth. And so when we speak the truth, we lend confirmation or credence to thoughts in the hearts and minds of the people that are paying attention and listening to our programs. Because a lot of these people, maybe they're not sure, that they're right. Maybe they have a thought and they just want some confirmation or some affirmation about what they're thinking, and we give that to them. We give them a voice, and they say, yeah, that's right. I was thinking the same thing, and now I know I'm not out in left field, no matter how much my liberal friends tell me that I am. And, you know, we saw that play out in Cal Berkeley with Ben Shapiro last night. We see it play out also in Congress, where you don't know from week to week which Republican wing of the Republican Party is going to step up and go against our president, you know, depending on what side of the aisle he's going to be on. But, you know, we have to have faith in our leadership. And I really think that what Trump is trying to do is triangulate a lot of what's going on with the Democrat Party and find out where his limits and boundaries are so that he can do business, because he certainly can't rely on the entire Republican Party as a whole, as a team, as one. And he has to now go to plan B, which is to work across the aisle. And a lot of people on the right don't necessarily think that that's a great idea or aren't 100% comfortable with it. And the way it plays out on the media kind of like lends itself to the establishment community. And it's outlets like Red State Talk Radio that actually peel that onion, break it down, and give the dose of reality that you may not hear elsewhere.
You know, I'm really glad that you put it like that, Scott, that we are unfiltered. Because even though, yes, I am an absolute supporter right now of the president, I am an absolute Republican right now of the Republican Party. I'm a Republican so far. I'm still a Republican. And but you and I, we have, through this means of talk over Red State Talk Radio, the means to speak our minds in an unfiltered way. And Scott, you're on every morning, and then I bring up the anchor in the afternoon and evening. Tell us when and where and how we get on to your show.
All right. So my show airs live every single day, and at least one day during the weekend. It's live every day, 8 in the morning, 8 a.m. You can go to your Amazon Echo and listen to it by just saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. You can also go to the website. You can get the phone apps. You can get the C.L. Bryant app in the app store of our phones. You can get the Red State Talk Radio app from the app store. But you also can find us on TuneIn. You can find us just about anywhere there's a directory for digital radio. We also have the podcasts available. If you go to redstatetalkradio.com and also scottadamshow.com, have the whole array of podcasts for my show, and then also for Red State shows on Red State.
And Scott, you know, I couldn't let you go. I've been telling my listeners to when they're. In fact, I've had people call me from the Empire State. They say, "CL, I'm down in Times Square. I'm looking for you. Give the folks an idea when they'll be able to see their native son's mug up on the Red State Talk Show Radio ad."
I put together the ads on the Times Square. I have a digital background. I have an IT background. And so I do a lot of that artwork. Sometimes I get help. And I work with various teams. But we, as you know, have been in the process of a move to Washington, D.C., and hopefully we're going to get together soon in D.C. But one of the things that Red State's going to be doing is taking things by storm and getting into video and television in Washington, D.C. So we're going to expand our operation in D.C. with the connections that we're going to develop in D.C. But in New York, we have the Times Square billboard. It's between 7th and 8th Avenue on 42nd Street, directly across from the world-famous B.B. King Music Club. It's directly above the entrance of Ripley's, believe it or not, and it's sandwiched between Madame Tussauds Wax Museum and Dave and Buster's. It's a great street to be on. It's family-oriented. Aladdin is playing at the New Amsterdam Theater. And it's a huge, big, beautiful digital billboard that's going to reach basically a hybrid, a cross-section of the United States population. So we're not only preaching to the choir on social media with the people who love Red State Talk Radio and the conservative movement and C.L. Bryant show, but we're also talking to people that may not be so aware of some of the other media outlets that are telling the story of truth and not necessarily the story of the mainstream media.
So it won't be long. It won't be long, folks. You'll see CL's mug right there in Times Square. And Scott, I certainly do appreciate you being on with me here today. And God bless you.
Confirm,
listen, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Be up next week.
Great. Fantastic. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Week.
I'm going to be in D.C., I believe, next Saturday. And we're going to hook up.
Great. I'm looking forward to that.
Listen, God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Stay tuned, everybody. Scott Adams, president and founder, Red State Talk Radio, has been my guest. Tune him in 8 o'clock in the mornings Eastern on Red State Talk Radio. Hey, brother, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, CL. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Hey, folks, we're going to be back in just a little bit, the bottom of the hour here. I'm going to have Larry Taunton. He's in Hong Kong coming up. And his mission, he's going to tell you all about it, is to travel around the world in 80 days. Sounds kind of Jules Verne-ish, but it's his mission. And the goal is to prove, especially to our young people, that America is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. What other nation could there be that's better than their own birthright? Back with Larry Taunton when we return. I'm CL. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Our hands are lifted high. Our hearts are bowing in reverence.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth leaving, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life.
CL, back with you on this Friday. Throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the earth, the greatest success story the world has ever known. Coming up right here, I have him on the line with me now, is a good friend of mine, Larry Taunton. He's in Hong Kong. I've told you why he is there. And I want to see right now if, in fact, all the way across the globe, the other side of the world, my good friend can hear me talking to him. Larry Taunton, welcome back to the CL Bryant Show. Are you there, brother?
I am here, CL. How are you doing?
I tell you what, that was a relief to hear your voice coming across the airways. I'm doing fantastic. How's things there in Hong Kong?
You know, it is. It has been a really interesting trip, CL. I, my son and I are doing an around the world in 80 days trip, quite literally, you know, like Phileas Fogg in that old Jules Verne novel. And what we're doing is, you know, you'll remember the very famous, a work by the French philosopher Alexis de Tocqueville, you know, who wrote that work, Democracy in America.
He came to America
in 1831 and, you know, crisscrossed the country to search out the source of America's strength. Well, what we're doing is kind of a reverse de Tocqueville. You've just said that America is the greatest nation on earth, and yet the left loves to tell us how bad America is and how out of step it is with the rest of the world and how we need to get with it and how America is bad for the world. So what we decided to do was to put that to the test and say, well, okay, if America is so bad for the world, let's go around the world and see who is America's logical successor. I mean, where do we need to move the Statue of Liberty now if America is such an awful place? And so we're hitting 23 countries in 80 days and going to those places that the left would hold up as models for America and say that these are countries we should be like. And it's been absolutely a fascinating trip. I mean, we started in New Zealand, went to Australia, we went to Japan, we went to Singapore, now we're here in Hong Kong. And, you know, something I think that'll interest you and your listeners, CL, is I just published a piece on our visit to Okinawa and Hacksaw Ridge with Fox News. And that piece is really taking off because here my son and I were standing on this escarpment, you know, this hill, this bloody place where Americans shed their blood by the thousands in order to protect America. And, you know, it's so interesting because you say, I mean, America has been here before and defeated a fanatical enemy, and look at Japan today.
Larry, I want to applaud you publicly, and of course we are streaming around the world, but we are coast to coast here in America. And folks, I want to applaud you, and he is the founder, president of Fixed Point Ministries there in Birmingham, Alabama. He's a very good friend of mine, dear, dear friend. And I want to applaud you on your work because it's so important that our young people get it, that their birthright has been bought with blood. Larry, I'm going to have you on through the break and, you know, for another segment, but I want you right now to tell everyone how to get in touch with you. You're going to touch base back here on our soil soon. Well, in another, 65 days you got left?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell folks how to get a hold of you and invite you to come to where they are.
That's right. They can go to Larry Alex Taunton. That's TAUNTON, LarryAlexTaunton.com. They can also find me on Twitter, Larry Taunton. And, you know, it's really been an amazing journey for us and finding out what the world really thinks about the United States. And
do they, what does, in your opinion, now here in America, Larry, our young people may not have a very good understanding or even a very good opinion of their birthright, of their native land. But since you are a world traveler, tell us what you have been able to surmise as far as the way the rest of the world is thinking about the United States.
Well, it's really fascinating, CL. First of all, you discover how popular America actually is, much to the surprise of us at various times. Is that discovery? I mean, for instance, in Japan. Now, this is a country, of course, you know, that you know, in 1945, the United States dropped two atomic bombs, you know, on this country, but also rebuilt it. And Douglas MacArthur wrote their constitution, which many say is the most democratic constitution in the world. And what a massive success story Japan has been post-World War II. I mean, this was a country that was every bit as fanatical as ISIS, and look at them now. And yet America's very popular there. The American people. Sometimes they make a distinction between American policy and the American people. The same is true in places like Australia and New Zealand and so forth. But I think one of the things that really strikes me, CAL, is Pew Forum just did a global study, a global survey of the world's people, and discovered that 14% of people around the world would like to migrate, would like to permanently move to some other country. And what they discovered is that 21% of those people would like to move to the United States.
Wow.
The next highest number is 6% with Germany. Now, that's an amazing statistic, because while American millennials in particular are at home protesting and destroying property at places like Berkeley, what you discover is people around the world want to come to the United States because they agree with your opinion that it is the greatest nation on earth.
Wow. Wow. You know, it is just absolutely paradoxical, Larry, how you can have a loaf of bread under your arm and claim that you're starving to death. When I see young people on college campuses today, that is what I think of. These kids have a loaf of bread under their arm, and somehow they have been fed the lie that they are starving to death. And you've just described how there are folks in socialist slanted countries that would much prefer to leave there and come here to this great nation. Is there a design in that, Larry? Is there some type of socialist design that has taken root in this country that is dictating that to our young people, in your estimation?
Yes, I think very much so. I think there is a tremendous sense of entitlement among many American people. It's why, also, by the way, CL, that often first-generation immigrants to the United States outperform other groups in the United States, that is to say those who have been there generationally. And it is because they often recognize what many of us who have been born and raised there do not. And that is they recognize the tremendous opportunity, the tremendous freedom. While we're complaining about experiencing some modest level of discrimination or lack of opportunity or not being able to get a job or not getting the things that we think we deserve and that we are entitled to, other people around the world recognize that whatever level of these things that we experience, they are infinitesimal relative to what the rest of the world is suffering. I mean, most of the world's population lives under some form of totalitarianism. And so these people come to the United States and they grab the opportunities with both hands. And they make the most of it. And, you know, so it's fascinating to me to engage with people who are dying to come to the United States. They're so excited by the opportunities and that they see America as the land of opportunity. They see America as the model. As one Japanese woman put it to me, she said, "America is the standard for us. We are envious." This is a direct quotation. "We are envious of you. Yet we prefer to try to destroy the very thing that has been bequeathed to us by our forefathers."
We're talking to Larry Alex Taunton from Hong Kong. He's in Hong Kong right now. He is on a mission. 80 days, 26, 23 countries around the world in 80 days. And he is currently in Hong Kong. We're going to be talking about talking to him about where he's going next. And I want all of you to stay tuned to the C.L. Bryant Show. We'll be back after these brief commercial breaks as we are live coast to coast throughout the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. When we come back, Larry mentioned a word that a Japanese lady said to him, and that word was envy. Folks, there is nothing wrong with our nation being the most exceptional on earth, and there is a reason why we are the envy of the rest of the world. I'm CL. This is the CL Bryant Show. Back in a minute.
Chevy Land on Urey Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities.
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Bert Coons in Shreveport.
CL, back with you on this Friday here in America, broadcasting from the jeweled cities of the Arklatex, Shreveport and Bossier City. And you can hear us nationwide on many on several terrestrial stations. The one in my hometown is 90.7 FM, The Promise. And, of course, we are coast-to-coast over Red State Talk Radio and can be heard right there in Hong Kong, China, where Larry Taunton is on the line with us. Larry, what time of the morning is it there in Hong Kong?
It is 6:47 a.m. here.
Well, I want to thank you for getting up early to be on with me. Where are you and your son headed next?
You know, we are keeping that to ourselves. That's part of the mystery of this whole thing is where are we going to pop up next? I will tell you this. Our plan had been to go to China, but the mainland China. But the Chinese blocked my entrance. They said that I could not come to China unless I signed an agreement promising not to write about China.
Wow.
And that right there, you know, should it be, you know, given our previous our conversation in the previous segment, you know, that tells you pretty much everything you need to know about how the government operates versus what we would be accustomed to in the United States. And so there's no freedom of speech, no freedom of expression. Singapore, which many on the left hold up as a model because it scores very high in categories like education and per capita income and health care. These are all things the left worships. There's no freedom of speech. There's no freedom of assembly. There's no freedom of religion. There's no civil liberties at all.
Wow.
And so we would do well, to your point in the previous segment, Seal, we would do very well as Americans before we burn the whole country to the ground. Maybe we should take a look around to see what the options are going to be, because I will tell you, they're not very good.
The options, folk, please hear Larry Taunton when he's speaking on that topic as far as the options to America. I wish that you could share this conversation that we're having with every prospective college student, every college student that is in the universities at this point in time, who are most likely going to be subject to the brainwashing techniques of progressive liberal professors. When we talk about this nation, there aren't any options to its exceptionalism. Larry, let's talk about the exceptionalism of America. Many times people cringe, Americans, I've seen them do it, when they hear me talk about how exceptional, how great our land is. There's nothing wrong with us as Americans saying that we are an exceptional nation, is it? And what do we mean when we say that America is an exceptional nation, Larry? Speak to that.
Well, CL, I love you for just using that word. There is something very exceptional about America. I mean, as I indicated before, the Pew Forum study shows that 21% of the world's potential migrants, that's 700 million people, would like to move to the United States, 21% of them. And they clearly see that there's something exceptional about America. Now, you and I would both certainly acknowledge there are many things that are wrong with America. Abortion is a good place to start. There's all kinds of things about America that we would fix and that need to be repaired, healed, in our nation. But America remains the world, as Lincoln put it, the world's last best hope. And that is because the mechanisms for, for correcting those problems remain intact. They're still in place. We still have freedom of assembly and speech and petition and religion and the opportunity to vote and to get people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer out of office. I mean,
amen.
Those are still things that are very real and are there. And what has made, in my opinion, America great was an adherence to some acknowledgement of our Judeo-Christian heritage. And that doesn't mean that everyone, always believed those things, but it does mean that irrefutably our country was founded upon those principles. And as we get further, and those are the things that have made us exceptional, and as we get further and further away from those things, you're starting to see us inching towards becoming a surveillance state, becoming a kind of soft socialist, secular, pseudo-democracy. And this it feels like we're moving in the direction of Europe. And I will tell you that you don't want to be like what Europe has become. I mean, America has been exceptional in that she's held out against so many of the mistakes the rest of the world has made.
When I was thinking about you earlier today, Kim Jong-un earlier this morning launched a satellite over Japan and landed in the Pacific Ocean. And man, you were really on my mind, definitely in my prayers there. And also, you may or may not know that there was a failed attack, a terrorist attack in London, England. And one of the things that you are saying and what you are saying to us is one of the reasons why we can't become like Europe is because Europe, in all practical purpose, has fallen to a foreign invader. And America, if we're not careful, can fall to the same type of invasion that has happened in Europe. What would you say to that, Larry?
Well, you know, that's interesting. As I mentioned, I have a piece right now with Fox News about the Battle of Okinawa. And people can find it on LarryAlexTaunton.com, or you can go straight to Fox News and you'll find it in the opinion section. But my son and I hiked, this is just last week, my son and I hiked up Hacksaw Ridge, And, you know, one of the things that really struck me, CL, being there, get this, the Battle of Okinawa was similar in scale to Normandy. We've forgotten that battle, but the 1,500 ships were involved, 500,000 men, a three-month battle that saw 14,000 American boys die, 60,000 Japanese, only 7,000 of them surrendered, and 130,000 Okinawans died in that three-month battle. But this is because our forefathers made the logical connection between the fanaticism of Imperial Japan and kamikazes, and they said, you know what, we think this evil is linked to emperor worship, and the only way this is going to stop is if we unseat that ideology. And so resolved were our forefathers that they went, they fought from one bloody rock in the Pacific to the next until they had defeated Imperial Japan and turned it into one of the great democracies on earth. And now here we are, 72 years on from the Battle of Okinawa, and we're unwilling to even make the connection between radical Islam and terrorism. We're unwilling to confront this evil ideology and the way our founding fathers, the way our forefathers did with the kamikazes, the original suicide bombers, by the way, and Imperial Japan. And so, yeah, I would say there are huge lessons for us to learn from a trip like this and from going to a place like Okinawa and remembering who we as Americans once were.
Larry, I want you to text me from the next place that you happen to land. I wish you Godspeed, God bless you, and prepare the way for you before you get there. We will be praying for you. That's LarryAlexTaunton.com or .org?
.com.
LarryAlexTaunton.com. Taunton.org. Go there. Get in touch with him. Get him to the place where you are. Larry, I want to thank you for being on with me here today. Got to make way. Dr. David Grantham is coming up after you. National security expert is going to be on with me. And Larry, again, we're praying for you. Hey, man, go get them. Tell the story of the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Let our people hear it from sea to shining sea. And thank you so much for your friendship.
Listen, man, you take care. Thanks for having me.
That's Larry Taunton, folks. LarryAlexTaunton.com. LarryAlexTaunton.com. I'm C.L. Bryant. This is the C.L. Bryant Show. Coming up after the top of the hour will be Dr. David Grantham, Ph.D., national security expert and consultant. He is a contributor to townhall.com. And I want you to hear what he has to say about the failed attempt there in London today. He's going to give us insight into that. Hope you're having a fantastic day, and I hope you're headed toward a great weekend. Remember, don't do anything silly that would embarrass your children or make your wife angry and, of course, bring shame to your family. Just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind, because there's a lot of lunacy that goes on over the weekend. There's a lot of lunacy that goes on every day, but particularly over the weekend. We'll be right back with Dr. David Grantham on the C.L. Bryant Show. When I return, don't you go anywhere.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Broadcasting from the Bayou State and all around the Gulf Coast and streaming nationwide, this is the C.L. Bryant Show.
Born on the bayou, gonna rock.
The C.L. Bryant Show is back for hour number two. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the C.L. Bryant Show. So glad that you have come along with us on this great American journey here today as we stand in the threshold of the weekend as we broadcast throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. We were just on with Larry Taunton. He was coming to us from Hong Kong. And Larry's goal is to make certain that Americans understand just how exceptional we are. And I want to thank him for coming on with us from Hong Kong. It's kind of early in the morning. He got up early to be on the show with me. And folks, as most of you know, there was a somewhat failed attempt at terror in London today. It did invoke terror into the hearts of people on that train. A friend of the show and a regular on this show, Dr. David Grantham, PhD, national security expert and consultant, contributor to townhall.com, is joining me now. I really respect this man's preeminence in the field of national security, and he has a great mind to boot. Welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show, Dr. Grantham. So glad that you could be on with us today. How are you, man?
I'm all right. How are you, sir?
Doing really good. And I want to thank you for coming on with me. And I do want to ask you this question. It's a question that Americans are wondering at this point in time in regard to Europe. How, Dr. Grantham, did America or did Europe become such a target of its enemies? How did they allow themselves to be invaded to a point where they are preyed upon by terrorists at this point in time?
Well, you know, that's a great question that no one is really asking us. How did it get to this point? They're short-term answers, you know, immigration, things like that, and they're referring to the last, you know, maybe 10 years. But I would argue this began decades ago when Europe took a turn, and rightfully so. They suffered two world wars, and after that Second World War, they said, you know what, we do not want this to happen again. So there began a slow process that really picked up pace as the 20th century went on, where they put more emphasis on state welfare systems, education, healthcare, other things, and less towards security, military, etc. What you have is just decades after decades, the result of those policies that gradually went further and further toward the state welfare system and away from security. When I was in the military, one of the things that a commander told me, which I thought was interesting, he said that Europe cannot fight alongside with us as often as they used to be able to, simply because they don't have the capability to do so. When you don't have the capability to do so, you then don't fight the threat as you should.
In your estimation, Dr. Grantham, is America treading down the same road at this point in our history that Europe was, let's just say, 40 years ago? And is the threat to us as real as so many of us claim that it is, in your estimation?
The United States is in a, I would say, yes and no. The United States is in a situation where we have more people in power with more influence that prefer the European model. The only real difference, I would say, is simply geography, and that does eliminate certain possibilities. Europe can be overrun pretty quickly, as we saw with economic migrants that moved in from the Middle East and up through Eastern Europe. So they have a immediate issue with that, whereas the United States has obviously has some space there. But I think that we are headed down the same road, but not as quickly, and the road is a bit different. But to simplify it, I think there is a cause for concern because the United States has adopted, or at least many in power and many elites have adopted, the European model as the going model. But now I think with what's going on in Europe, those elites are starting to lose traction. Their argument is not as appealing as it once was, thankfully.
Then, Dr. Grantham, with an ocean separating us from Europe on both coasts, then with the homegrown terrorists that are now beginning to show their heads in our country, is there then a greater urgency for us to secure our borders to the south, or to secure our borders, period, all the way around? What would you say?
Oh, absolutely. I think securing the borders is a must. If we want to maintain national sovereignty, it just seems like a common sense thing that that you do. But I would stress something slightly different when it comes to the homegrown terrorists. Generally speaking, homegrown terrorism, even in Europe to a large degree, are first-generation immigrants or first-generation natives of that country. And because of that, and in Europe it's become more pronounced because they don't assimilate well. Europe, security forces, the government has allowed these enclaves to grow unmolested by security or the state. And because of that, there has been a lack of assimilation. The Homeland Security put out a report about 6 months ago that echoed that in the United States. There was a similar thing there where that first generation tended to be radicalized for two factors, the report said, was because they relied on the state, and because of that, they didn't assimilate well. The United States has an advantage in that people generally want to assimilate when they come to the United States. You don't make the effort to come all the way over here to build an enclave. In Europe, again, that lack of distance allows a bit more of an enclave to grow. When you couple that with the state support without state interference, so you get money without security issues, it becomes incredibly difficult to assimilate into that culture. So the United States has a little bit of an edge there. But there's a similar factor there when it comes to the lone wolf and how we promote United States values, economics. That really needs to be brought to the forefront again.
I'm on with Dr. David Grantham, who is a national security expert and a contributor to townhall.com. And I'm C.L. Bryant. You're listening to the C.L. Bryant Show. Dr. Grantham, I want to ask you, we have about 3 minutes left in this segment. I want you to stay with me through the short break. But I want to ask you about the bomb that failed to actually, initiate itself today. I want to ask you about that type of terrorism that is going on. This one had a timer on it, from what I understand. In your opinion, what is the difference in them doing it that way? What is there a message in them doing it with a timer this time rather than someone blowing themselves up? What's there a message in that? What's there a difference in that?
Yeah, I believe so. Simply because if someone wants to die for the cause, that adds an element of savagery, if you will. Not to discount what they used today, but timers, even if it's a timer and they stay with it, you know, there's a certain element to the act, when someone dies in the course of that attack, when the attacker does. And so the fact that the timer was used, and the fact that it was the bomb was made in such a way that it didn't have the kind of impact that it should have had. They didn't mix it very well, according to different sources. They used a plastic bucket instead of something a metal, which would have allowed pressure to grow better. So there's a lot of elements that suggest this person, while dedicated, was probably more ambitious than they were capable.
I see. And that is probably the best way to describe this person, although I'm very glad that, and I'm sure the people on that train are very glad that he was more dedicated than capable. We're on with Dr. David Grantham, preeminent scholar when it comes to national security, PhD, and he is a contributor to townhall.com. When we return with him, I want to ask him about Kim Jong-un and America's patience to wear out with this little dictator. Should the president of the United States slap him down, to use an expression? I want to get Dr. David Grantham's opinion on that. Folks, also, I want you to make certain that you pay close attention to the goings-on in our world today. Keep in mind that we are the most exceptional nation on the face of the planet, and yes, we are still the envy of the world. Dr. Grantham has pointed out, though, our problems are somewhat different in the way they will grow than Europe because of the distance that we have from those in the Middle East. However, our problems still can grow. We're going to talk more about that with Dr. David Grantham when I return with more of the C.L. Bryant Show after these words from our sponsors. We're broadcasting coast to coast, border to border, Red State Talk Radio. Back in just a couple of minutes.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yokum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yokum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yokum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
Welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show, here broadcasting throughout the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. We're on with one of our own native sons, Dr. David Grantham, national security expert and consultant, along with his contributions to townhall.com. Also, Dr. Grantham is a contributor to the Times of Israel. And before we talk about Kim Jong-un, Dr. Grantham, I want to get your opinion on how is Benjamin Netanyahu, how is he faring there? Is he running into the same type of problems, situations that our leaders are experiencing here in America, in your opinion?
It would seem so. There's an undercurrent there that, while I don't know if it's exactly or even similar to what we're seeing in the United States, there's definitely an undercurrent that is trying to damage his reputation, if not get him out of office. And time will tell the allegations and what they are and how, you know, if they're founded or not. Fortunately for the rule of law, there is avenues to go after even those who are in the highest seats of power. The unfortunate thing is that many people can do it. There's many prosecutors, there's many state attorneys, you know, there's people in positions. Here in our own state of Texas, Governor Rick Perry was indicted, quote unquote, because a local attorney did not like the way he treated her after she was arrested for drunk driving. And it was a ridiculous indictment. It was absurd, and it was, it was squashed. Yeah. But the fact that he had to go through that process.
Yeah.
Time will tell to see about Netanyahu and whether these allegations are true or not and what will become of that.
We do wish him well. At least I wish him well. Now, Dr. Grantham, let me ask you now about this gnat that's flying around the face of America in the person of Kim Jong-un. He is beginning to grow into a horsefly, and his bite is somewhat growing, and I think that he is about to have the capability, at least there's a fear, that he's going to have the capability to actually strike Guam. He's certainly launching objects over the heads of our allies in Japan. What should, in your expert opinion, America be doing about this threat to civilization, Kim Jong-un?
The first steps that they have taken with these sanctions and pressuring others who have shown support for them, like China, in past years, is a basic and necessary beginning. I think the follow-on steps, and these are already going on, I can assure you. At what level, I don't know, but I imagine they're going on, and the question is how much do they raise the intensity? But psychological warfare and cyber warfare, some of those considered soft soft munitions, things that you can use against North Korea that could make them blind, deaf, and dumb without putting boots on the ground or without launching missiles. Now, you know, how far that goes and how effective that is, time will tell. The other thing that I would caution, or at least say if I was in power, And I decided we are going to launch a frontal assault. We're going to take out their nuclear facilities. We're going to take out different things. I would have my head on a swivel, as we say in football, because whatever North Korea is doing, much of it is backed by Iran. And Iran has assets all over the world. They are a very influential power. They're strong financially. They're in Latin America. Hezbollah is their proxy in Latin America. So if we're going to take on that, it's, to use an analogy, it's not the best one, but the one that comes to mind is in Jurassic Park, that first movie where the scene with the raptors, the one raptor will walk in front while the one that's actually going to attack you is off to your side and you don't realize it. So North Korea is acting very strange, and I fear that they're baiting because there's a larger strategy at play.
That is a very interesting take, one that I have not heard before, and I'm sure many of our audience have not heard before. And I do remember that scene from Jurassic Park. And let me ask you this then. When we think about China, because so many are saying that China should rein them in, but you're saying that it is Iran that perhaps has a greater influence on Kim Jong-un than China. Clarify that for us.
Iran and North Korea have been sharing technology for some time, a significant amount of nuclear material and technology and knowledge has originated with Iran and some of their proxies and who they work through. North Korea and Iran have a relationship simply because in the world of terrorism and the world of rogue regimes like North Korea, you have to have relationships with those that have little interest in not continuing that activity. So those countries that work in illicit finance, they operate in the world of terrorism, the world of narcotics, like Iran does. This matters. This relationship matters because they play in a similar sandbox, if you will. China has greater interest at play. They actually have an economy that matters to the international community. They matter in diplomatic circles. They have something. They have an interest in not encouraging North Korea. So that's one significant difference, and I think the administration needs to be ready to do whatever it needs to do against Iran, maybe in concert with anything they plan to do against North Korea.
Dr. Grantham, how would a person get in touch with you if they would want you to come and speak to them? How do they get a hold of your thoughts? How do they follow you?
Yeah, you can visit my website, drdavidgrantham.com. I store all of my writings there. You can also reach out to me, and I'm happy to come speak to your groups or join your show. You can also follow me on Twitter at David_Grantham, the number one, and I'm also on Facebook, davidgrantham.com.
I certainly do appreciate you taking time to spend with me. I have over the couple of years now that you've been coming on the show, I've always walked away. My audience has always walked away enlightened, and also we have a different point of view. Keep up the good fight. I know you will, because you're fighting the good fight. And God bless you, and God keep you. And we'll talk to you real soon down the road.
Thank you, Reverend. God bless you, sir.
Bye now. Dr. David Grantham. Dr. David Grantham has been on with us, and I want to thank him again for having been on the show. You know, as we travel down this highway together, folks, there is going to be so many different types of conversations that we will engage. I'm working now to get back on the show the son of Saul Alinsky, David Alinsky. You need to hear from him. And as I have told you in times past, this show is a bridge to conversation. And the only way I think that we truly find our way and learn is, in fact, to hear differing opinions. We're going to talk about that after the bottom of the hour. But that is the only way to learn and to understand what you believe. And that is actually hearing what others believe and then weighing them against what you believe. I believe one of the problems, and what I'm thinking is that one of the problems in America today, though, is that so many people have no real clue or no real vision into their own core. There are too many people who are not able to look inside of their, they haven't examined, let me say, their own core. They don't know what they're about. And when we look at the brainwashing, the progressive brainwashing of our young people, the reason that is so easily done is because they are young people. And because they have no real clue of what direction their life is taking or should take. Because unfortunately, we live in an American society that has not groomed through the family the type of citizens that were once groomed in this country 50 years ago. And just because we speak of that type of grooming that went on 50 years ago, some people would like to say that that type of grooming is antiquated. No, it's not. It's much better to have had the type of citizens that we were turning out 50 years ago, 40 years ago, and even 30 years ago than those we are seeing today. No, it's not. And folks, let whoever point to whatever point in history that was going on 50 years ago and say, oh, you want to go back to those days. Well, I got something to tell you about those days when I return with more of the C.L. Bryant Show after these breaks. I'm telling you what I know to be true because I was there. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a couple minutes.
Our hands are lifted high. Our hearts are bowing in reverence.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life.
CL. Friday, throughout the fruited plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet. And we got here not by accident. There was no big bang, and in some cases maybe it was, because we had to break some things and do some things in order to get here, but not in the sense that this just happened. Just all of a sudden, boom, and we were America. No, we got here through many dangers, toils, and snares. Yes, America, we have already come, but it was the grace of God that has seen us safe this far, and grace, His grace, will lead us home. And I'm going to tell you something. America, 50 years ago, was turning out better citizens. I'm going to tell you why. No, America may not have been the times in America may not have been the greatest of times for all Americans. No. 60 years ago, there was Jim Crow going on in this land, in this country, particularly in the South where I am from. But we were still turning out better citizens, even in the midst of all of that. Black people were better as far as character, conviction, and the idea that there was a better day ahead. Black folks were better. There's no doubt about it. The citizens in this country were better because we were better in touch with our core values as people, and we were also more in touch with the Judeo-Christian ethic that has guided this nation and has made way for everyone else of every other faith to enjoy their personal freedoms as well. Yes, it was the Judeo-Christian ethic that paved the way for all others to enjoy their religious liberties. Why? Because we as Christians and Jews, we felt that if we weren't free, no one else could be. If no one else was free, we couldn't be. Better citizens were being turned out. Better times? No. Better people? Yes. We may not have been living in better times, but we were certainly better people 50 years ago because we did have an idea and a sense of what was right and wrong. And hey, what has ever happened to that word that used to be on the lips of everyone as they faced the weekend? As they face going to do their job, as they face living their lives, whatever happened to that word called decency? Huh? Whatever happened to that word? Whatever, we say that people want to fat shame. We want to, you know, whatever shame these days. But shame as well as fear are two words that actually serve a purpose in any society. There should be some things that are shameful for you as an individual to engage in because it does not necessarily speak to the person, but it speaks to the effect. It speaks to the effect that it has on a society when there are things that are done that should be deemed as shameful. When you lose that, you don't necessarily lose yourself as a person, but you do bring forth a certain effect on a society when you forget or when you become numb to the fact that there are some things that should be deemed shameful. When you lose the idea of decency, then you make way and you give way to everything being relative. When nothing is indecent, then there is nothing that is shameful. And the fiber of a nation crumbles America, Dr. David Grantham said something very interesting in his interview. He's just on with me, and Larry Taunton, who came to us in Hong Kong earlier in the show, both of them said something that is very interesting. They are seeing that America is still the shining city on a hill to the rest of the world. Larry Taunton said we were still the envy of the world, and he is about traveling around this around the world in 80 days, visiting nations that some would say are alternatives to America. But what he is finding in these nations that some are saying are alternatives to America, he's finding that the people that are there would want to come here. We're still the envy of the world. To them, even those who, some on this soil, our young people on this soil, they're saying that there are better places than here. There are better governments than here. But the people that are being visited and talked to by people like Larry Taunton are saying to him in no uncertain terms, no, America is still the place we would love to go. America is still the place that we would love to live. And I got to tell you something, that's just not by fairy tale imagination with no cats in America type of thinking. There's just not any fairy tale idea of the streets are paved with gold in America. Fairy tale thinking. They know that there is a certain exceptionalism. There is a certain freedom, a liberty that is here that will allow them to be all that they can be. And it always, it never fails to cause me a puzzlement, to be puzzled. When you have people who are born here who fail to understand the golden and great opportunity that is theirs. We were a better nation. Yeah, 50, 60 years ago, because we were turning out better citizens. Times may not have been better. For all people, times may not have been better, but we were better people. Big difference, huge difference in the times that we were living in because of social ignorance and the people who had certain core values. And folks, I'm going to say this again. I said this a couple of weeks ago. I grew up in the South. And to this day, at this very moment, I will say to anyone, I'll tell the world that there is no place in America, there, which means that there is no place on earth better than the South in America. There's no better people. There's no better food. There's no better entertainment than you can find in the South. In America, there are no more God-fearing, America-loving people than you find in the South. There were times that were not as good in the South, but I would even venture to say that even in those times, there were still not better people than there are still in the South, because so many of the core values that has made us understand where we have come from and made us understand that there has been an incredible social evolution in the South, not all good, by the way, that hasn't occurred in places like Chicago, New York City, Los Angeles, but they've occurred in the South. And I'll say it again, you folks who are talking about rewriting the history of the South and tearing down its monuments. Hey, if we decided to secede from the Union, y'all would miss us, especially the New South. Oh, you'd miss the New South. And don't forget that there are so many people fleeing the North. Where are they headed? They're headed to the South. But Southerners, my fellow Southerners, my fellow Americans in the South, I appeal to you this. Don't let them come here and change us. Yeah, as the old song said, hey, I think that was Lynyrd Skynyrd saying it to Neil Young, Southern man don't need you around anyhow. Oh, yeah, I may get some flack behind that, but you know what? I don't care. No, we have done well in our evolution here in the South, and we will continue to do the same. I'm C.L. Bryant. We're on the home stretch of the C.L. Bryant Show here, emanating from the jewel cities of the Arklatex and broadcasting nationwide over Red State Talk Radio. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't you go anywhere.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The rediscovering of America, the rediscovering of Americans, need to be underway right now. Somehow, somewhere, we have lost ourselves in the shuffle to be politically correct. Are you hearing me? So there is a rediscovering of who we are that need to take place right now. My father was a World War II veteran. He was in the campaigns of North Africa and Italy. My grandfather was in World War I. Fought under command in the command of Black Jack Pershing. Those of you who may not know the history of Pershing, one of the reasons he was called Black Jack Pershing is because at one point he was put in charge of the colored troops. My great-grandfather fought in the Spanish-American War. I have a great love in my DNA for this nation. A great love for who we are as America. And one of the reasons I think it is because I am the son of veterans. And I was born not too far away from the end of World War II. And of course, right after the Korean conflict. I was born not long after the Korean conflict. lived as a teenager and was just 2 years away from Vietnam myself. Graduated from high school in 1974. Nixon ended that war in 1972. President Nixon ended that war in 1972, just 2 years away. Had my draft card. Yeah, had gotten it at 18, had my draft card, just 2 years away. And so my point is this, perhaps, we have not remembered the price that was paid to get us here. Because when I was growing up, it was very clear, it was very close to our way of thinking. We had people like John Wayne, my dad, World War II veterans, black and white, all around us. You had Korean veterans all around us. And then we had the shame of the way we treated our veterans from Vietnam. We had that all around us. The greatness of our nation was all around us. But somehow we, down through the years leading us to 2017, our young people have lost touch with those men. Not many of the World War II veterans are still alive, and the sun is beginning to set on our Vietnam veterans. And what we're left with, including Vietnam, are wars that we didn't finish. And I have a feeling that it has had an adverse effect on our citizenry, particularly our under 35s. Those who are under 35s, I think, aren't really in touch with what has made our nation great. They think that those lights come on just because you flip a switch. They think that that water comes out of the tap just because you turn on a faucet. They haven't really experienced. And I may be talking to perhaps those who are even under 25 who really haven't made their way or had to make their way in a significant way in our country. Because those under 35s, I have a son and a daughter who are under 35, and they do everything they possibly can to feed their children and make their way. But then there is a generation behind them, I think, that may not really understand what this is all about. And the nation that you live in that gives you the opportunity to make it exactly what you would like it to be, if you will understand how to do that. Getting back to my growing up in the South and understanding of the Civil War that I have. In fact, I love to study the Civil War, and it's apparent to me that those who are yelling and keeping up the noise about monuments and the Confederacy and all of that have no clue, no understanding of what the Civil War was all about. And folks, you cannot understand America. You cannot understand this nation unless you have studied the Civil War. And as I've told you on other occasions, I'll tell you again, there are two things that are still present with us from that war, and that is the conversation on states' rights and the conversation on human bondage. That conversation is still very much alive, and there is two lessons that we can still learn from the Civil War. And the men, nearly 700,000 of them, who lost their lives over two issues, the issues of states' rights and the issue of human bondage. One does speak to the other. the other does speak to the one, both in that history then and the history that we live in, and it will be a history that is before us as Americans, that states' rights and human bondage still speak to. And I want to tell you something. When I look at the progressive liberal left, there is something that black folks hear me, and if you're white, you hear me too, so that you can have the courage to share it. Tell them I said it. Democrats want to hold on to those that they have had in bondage, the same as was fought over in the Civil War. I'm CL. This is the CL Bryant Show. We'll be back to close it out in a minute.
If you had not have fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wing.
Let me help you patch up the wing now. As we head toward the weekend, and again, don't do anything to embarrass your children. Don't do anything to make your wife angry or bring shame on your family. I want to leave you with this thought. All of you out there who listen to me, who happen to be of Caucasian persuasion, hear me. And those of you who are black and have voted historically for the Democrat Party, you must understand that we are headed toward a civil war in this country if we continue down this path that we are on. And that war is being waged, and that war is being cheered on, encouraged by progressive liberals who know that they need to fight this war. They need to fire on Fort Sumter, not only to, in this case, that wasn't the case in the Civil War, but in this case, not only to subvert states' rights, but they want to fire the shots of civil war in order to hang on to their slaves. Oh, yeah, you take that into the weekend with you. The Democrat Party, the reason why they fan the flames of emotional racism, the reason they want to fan those flames the way they are fanning them with Antifa and Black Lives Matter and other groups like that, is because it is an effective method of holding on to their slaves. They want to fight this civil war. They want to fight it because they want to hold on to their slaves. And I am telling you, those of you who are buying into the lies that they are telling our young people, the lies they are telling black people, of the lies that they are spreading throughout America, those of you who are buying into their lies about conservatives, Republicans, black conservatives, black Republicans, those of you who are buying into those lies, you are, in fact, aiding and abetting people who would want to destroy the very fabric that could and has made this nation a great nation. The fabric of a nation that gave once a modern-day prophet these words, that he wanted the day to come where his four children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That day has come. But when you look at Antifa, and when you look at Black Lives Matters, they are the instruments of regression. They want you to be judged by the color of your skin and not the content of your character. Well, I want to thank God for bringing us to, yes, the close of yet another week and another day. And I want to thank him for our men and women in uniform around the globe who defend our right to speak our minds. And until I'm able to talk to you again, I'm CL, and may God bless and keep you all.
From sea to sea and faraway lands, the American soldier understands.